This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm sure we all remember the Jesus All About Life advertising campaign that hit television screens a while ago. It was talked about in the newspapers and even discussed on programs like the 7pm Project and the Gruen Transfer. Well, the marketing team behind the public relations campaign were recently awarded the Golden Target Award for Excellence by the Public Relations Institute of Australia. Sharon Williams is the CEO of Taurus Marketing, who handled the PR campaign. Congratulations, Sharon.
Oh, Katrina, thank you. It's a wonderful endorsement of the campaign and the Bible Society's initiative.
Yeah, so what category were you in for this awards, and who were you actually competing against?
We were in the community relations category.
Okay.
And I think it might be worth just mentioning that we won state first, which was terribly exciting, and then we won the national.
Okay, wow.
So it was a two-tiered process. We were thrilled with state for New South Wales, but then got national in Australia, so it was very exciting.
And you weren't competing against other religious type of ads, were you?
No, we weren't. We were up against things like government and community relations projects like, all sorts of things. So this was very different, and I didn't think that perhaps because this was so different, this would really be courageous enough to win an award like this.
So it must be unusual for a campaign of a religious nature to be recognised at this level by the public relations industry.
Look, I think it is. I think it's a great breakthrough, and this campaign was a great breakthrough on so many levels.
And why do you think you won? Did they give any reasons?
When we were awarded nationals, they said it was because it was strategic. It was strategically thought through. There were a number of different phases of the campaign. They were very objective driven, and it was well executed.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Very nice.
So when did your company come on board with Jesus All About Life campaign?
Gosh, about 3 weeks before the campaign went live, because we did the public relations, but another agency did the creative. So they did the ads and the banners. We came on board about 3 weeks before. The Poor Bible Society had some negative experiences with agencies, so we were on a back foot before we started, and we had 3 weeks to get ready.
I'm just thinking, Sharon, for those people who might not be clear on the distinction between advertising, marketing, and public relations, can you just explain, when you say you did the public relations part of the campaign, what does that actually mean?
Yes, thank you, Katrina. Marketing is broken down into lots of different segments. You've got from advertising to direct marketing to public relations, which is press and media and speaking to influencers. And getting the message across, and you've got social media, you've got exhibitions, seminars, all sorts of tools that I can use as a marketer to make a business objective happen. Or in this case, the objective of the Bible Society was to create conversations about Jesus. So they had an ad agency who did the adverts and the banners on bus stops and the blue banners that you saw outside the churches. And then we were commissioned to do public relations, which is talking, it's as it says, the relations between the publics and the Bible Society. So it was the churches, internal comms, we call that the internal comms. So we spoke to over 1,000 churches by telephone. And external public relations, which was the media, the broadcast.
That's kind of the publicity side of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what were the main parts of your PR strategy?
Well, it was extremely challenging. I mean, I'm a Christian, so I know no one will take offence at this. But in terms of business terms, we had a 2,000-year-old intangible that I couldn't front up for media interviews.
Yeah, right. Not the easiest thing to promote.
You know, I couldn't ask him what he thought, or at least I could, but I couldn't actually project that necessarily visually into a TV room. I didn't have the Pope visiting. I didn't have a big event. So my team sat down and we worked on, brainstormed all the strategic angles we could come up with, and that was a lot of research-based anecdotes. So Mark McCrindle of McCrindle Research, who's absolutely superb, I recommend him 100%, worked with us to do lots of research into what people thought about Jesus. And basically the outcome was that Jesus was really cool and right up there, even if you didn't believe in him, with Mother Teresa and all those wonderful characters out of the history books. But church was actually a little uncool. And so what we wanted to do was hopefully drive people. Well, the objective was purely to create a conversation about Jesus. What people did as a result of talking and hearing about Jesus was the Bible Society wanted to leave to them. But we wanted to get them talking about Jesus so that Jesus became a topic of conversation and was certainly brought back into the forefront, brought back into the living rooms by TV, and the homes of people, as opposed to him only being somewhere you can find him in church.
And were you surprised by the amount of coverage that the campaign got on TV talk shows and light entertainment programs, like The Gruen Transfer and that kind of thing?
Am I surprised? I think in life you're always surprised when you work hard and good things happen. As a Christian, am I surprised? No.
Right.
And yes, I mean, we were just extraordinarily proud of the work. My team just blew through boundaries and barriers and creative ideas every day of the week. I mean, even my mum came in and worked on the campaign. We worked a lot more hours than we were commissioned to do so, and that was credit to my team, who were not all Christians, and yet the enthusiasm and the commitment that they showed to this campaign professionally was award-winning.
But how important was social media in this campaign? Because everybody's talking about social media, but is it really sort of the be-all and end-all with this kind of stuff?
Well, I think when you look at the fact that by the end of the campaign we had 25,000 members on Facebook, that's 25,000 people that we were talking to by the end of the campaign that we might not have been without the use of Facebook. Mm. Now, social media is extremely contentious and has to be thought of in a strategic way. But the benefits, I think, that we were able to get an integrated approach. We basically, when you're doing public relations, you want to speak to as many people as possible. Mm. And if you could draw circles on the page, you've got your church in the middle, and then you've got your schools, and you've got your youth, and your elderly, and your middle-aged, and your singles, and your separates, and your divorced. And if you work through all those different target audiences, what you want to do is get to as many of them as possible. And social media certainly helped us get to the young, and certainly drove the young to the website to perhaps some of the messages we had to explore over those 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I just want to ask you a couple of other things before I let you go. One, the thing that was notable about the Jesus All About Life campaign was that all the different churches, the different denominations were on board with it. And I don't know how much of that was due to the work the Bible Society had already done and how much was due to what you did. But how vital was the church unity to the success of this campaign?
Yes, thank you, Katrina. Look, the pride of and joy of all of that belongs to the Bible Society and to all those leaders who came to the party and sat in that room with me and Daniel Willis. There were 15 or 17 of them. And the enthusiasm and commitment from religious denominations that hadn't always sat in the same room together, mm-hmm. Even though they're all Christian, they are as diverse as you could get. And as you know, all we need to do is talk about religion and politics to see some of the problems of the world.
Hello, yes.
And those people came together, inspired by Daniel Willis and his vision. I sat and watched and helped communicate and educate on what we were going to be doing and what we needed. And they just opened their arms to our suggestions. They were extraordinary. We didn't have anybody who did not come to the table. Mm. And that was extremely enlightening to watch. And in the business world, you're usually dealing with different countries or different industries. Here we were dealing with different denominations in the Christian community, and it was extraordinary, and thanks to Daniel that he pulled it all together.
And so just finally, I think, and this is really the key question to come out of this in some ways, is from your experience working on that campaign, do you think there's potential for the churches to come together for more coordinated PR campaigns on other things, perhaps social issues or other kind of campaigns?
Look, the resounding answer to that has to be yes. And isn't it extraordinary that we even have to ask that question? If I was sitting around with a group of 10-year-olds and they had an objective, which was to get the name of Jesus out there, and there were lots of different bosses as to how you do that, a 10-year-old would turn around and say, well, it would really work if they all pulled together. So the fact that as adults and as human beings, mm-hmm. having to even discuss that is extraordinary. And there you go, the weakness of the human being. So yes, of course, if we unite across the denominations and work together, then seamlessly we would be able to get a far greater result than we do, as we saw with this campaign. That was one of the most extraordinary things, the power of all these people working together brought these wonderful, wonderful results.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Sharon, and congratulations again.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much.
That's Sharon Williams. She's the CEO of Taurus Marketing. They were just awarded a Golden Target Award for Excellence by the Public Relations Institute of Australia for their work on the Jesus All About Life PR campaign.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.